Our final section is a mixed collection of items. We start off with the relocation of a too friendly seal, and then hear of a 90-year-old golfer who is determined not to hang up his clubs just yet.
On Thursday, August the 20th, a wayward common seal, since nicknamed Sally, turned up at Womack Staithe along the Norfolk Broads. She made herself comfortable on the inflatable kayaks at the moorings behind the big shop, with owner David Benbow saying her curious and gentle presence drew the crowds. But on Monday, Mr. Benbow took advantage of the high evening tides to coax Sally out of the marina and on her way. He said, "There was a big spring tide and high tide, which luckily coincided with us closing shop for the day. We decided once the tide was ebbing that it was the right moment. She needed to be moved on before someone got hurt. Seals won't attack, but will bite if someone tries to touch them. And we've had several kids in small dinghies interacting with her and getting in the water to swim with her." Explaining how the night unfolded, he said, "Once we closed the shop, me and Terry, one of my staff, tied the inflatable to our day boat and set out to guide her up towards Acle. We thought this would be an impossible task, but with a bucket of fish for encouragement, we managed it. She was very happy swimming alongside our boat up to the River Thurn and then up to the Thurn mouth where it meets the River Bure. Once on the Bure, she climbed back into the inflatable to hitch a ride for a short distance and then continued to swim alongside. As we reached Acle Bridge, we hung back to see if she would continue on her own, but after a couple of minutes, she popped her head back alongside the boat. We decided to go further along towards Stokesby, and at this point, total darkness was on top of us. After hanging back from her, this time she continued ahead without us, and we lost sight of her completely. With our navigation lights on, we then headed back to Womack."
A veteran golfer has celebrated his 90th birthday by doing what he loves, playing around and dreaming of adding to his one and only hole in one. Reg Stuttart still tees off three times a week at Wensum Valley Hotel Golf and Country Club in Taverham, and regularly competes against members half his age in club competitions. He said, "I've been playing for over 50 years. It's when I packed up football that I took up golf, and I've carried on ever since. It gets me out and gives me some exercise, and I love the company I keep with the people I play with." Mr. Stuttart, who lives in sheltered housing in Horning, has been a member at Wensum Valley for almost 30 years, having joined when he moved to Norfolk to be nearer his son. To mark his landmark 90th birthday, he was awarded an honorary membership, an inscribed pocket watch, and a bottle of his favourite malt whisky. Seniors captain Dave Shaw said he plays off a handicap of 32, and though obviously he is going up now, he is still a steady golfer. "He's the oldest member we have, but the seniors run from 55 upwards, and with his handicap, he can still beat the 55-year-olds. Mr. Stuttart has no plans to hang up his clubs any time soon. "I'll carry on until I fall down," he said. "I have to have a buggy to get round now because the old football injuries are showing up. But while I can carry on, I will continue playing."
Norwich Theatre, which runs the Theatre Royal and Playhouse, has collaborated with circus company Lost in Translation to organise a 6 weeks programme of live shows in a big top tent, which ends on September the 20th. Since launching on August the 10th with Norfolk comedian Carl Minns, they have welcomed over 5,000 visitors and have been praised for the measures put in place to keep audiences safe. Steve Croker, Norwich Theatre Chief Executive, said, "The idea behind it was to bring people back together to experience amazing performance in a way that was safe. We have now passed the 5,000 mark, which I am really proud of, and the feedback from our audience and performers is that they are so excited to be back. One of the real challenges has been that we are the first to do something like this, so we are flying solo. But we have been responsive in terms of making changes. When Interlude ends, Mr. Croker has plenty of ideas in the pipeline of how they can adapt while the physical building can't reopen. He said, "I think it's unlikely to be this year, as for large venues it is not economically viable to reopen until we know social distancing can be phased out." Interlude was always a 6-week project, so when that ends we will go back to online stuff and focus on our learning and community activities.
Kett's Oak in Heatherset, the renowned meeting place of Robert Kett and his followers in 1549 before their uprising, has been in progressive decline, prompting experts to intervene to protect the fragile ancient tree. A recent health investigation of the tree's structure and roots showed a decline and signs of dieback on some of the branch tips. The tree's main branches have also been supported by wooden frame, cables and braces since the 1960s. To improve its health, the Broads Authority and Norfolk County Council have used a natural soil which is produced in the Broads National Park called biochar. The charcoal-like substance has been added to the soil around the tree to increase water and nutrients with the hope of giving the tree a new lease of life. Andrea Kelly, Broads Authority Environment Policy Advisor, said, "It's great to be working on a project with such a significant environmental benefit, and finally helping a famous ancient oak tree. The UK's oldest oak is said to be over 1,000 years old, so we hope this work helps Kett's Oak live for another 500 years. Biochar is produced using leftover wood from conservation work in and around the Broads. It has a highly porous honeycomb structure to lock in water, nutrients, microbes, fungi and other nutrients for the soil. Ongoing monitoring will indicate whether the soil improvements alongside the tree preservation measures have been a success." In 1549, Robert Kett led an uprising against rich landowners who refused access to common grazing land, cementing the oak's position as one of the UK's most famous trees.